Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. The findings of the report into Scott Morrison's secret co-signing onto ministerial portfolios has been made public. Former High Court Justice Virginia Bell has found the secrecy surrounding the former PM's appointments during the height of the pandemic was corrosive of trust in government. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's spoken on the developments a short time ago.
Ms Bell has found that the appointments were unnecessary, as an acting minister could have been appointed if needed, to quote the report, in a matter of minutes.
Half a dozen recommendations have been made. The PM says he's keen to get them implemented ASAP. The New South Wales Premier's called out insurance companies demanding the industry put people before profits. Speaking from flood-hit Condobolin, Dom Perrottet says the spirit of community is alive and well in regional New South Wales, and insurance companies need to follow their lead.
Insurance companies need to put people before profits. They've got to make sure that every single person in the Central West is given the financial support that they need. This is the opportunity for those companies to step up.
Concerns are being raised about Victoria's debt just a day out from its state election. Costings from both parties indicate that contingency funds are going to be raided. A heap of banned Twitter accounts could be reactivated from next week. CEO Elon Musk has flagged plans to do so long as the accounts didn't break the law or engage in prolific spam, after a poll he held on the social media platform called for it to happen. And the Gold Coast is preparing for a convergence of New South Wales and Victorian school leavers from this weekend for schoolies.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.